We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Today's daily highlight from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Diamond was having a conversation with Gandhi, I believe, giving her top secret suggestions on who on our show is the craziest.
Yes, she has theories on who is the craziest and why.
Now, okay, Diamond, can you go ahead and define what you mean by crazy? What do you mean, crazy?
Okay, it changes, it varies for different, for each person. The definition varies. For some people, it could be like just outrageous antics, or it can mean crazy as in like, are you here? Like, hello, turn this thing on inside of your head.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it varies.
Different layers of crazy.
Right. Yes.
So what prompted this conversation, Gandhi?
I don't remember what started it. I think we were watching, it might have been us watching Scary talking to himself.
Wait, I was talking to myself?
Yeah, you were sort of like muttering to yourself. We're like, what's happening in there? Are you okay?
You do that a lot. You don't know.
Really?
Yeah, we'll be in there having a conversation and you'll be on your computer and you'll go, hey, well, I need to move this over here. Then I need to.
Yeah.
Oh.
I need to. What is that search word I'm looking for?
My mom does that all the time. Like if I'm going on vacation with her, I think there's someone in the room with her. And I'm like, Ma, who are you talking to? She goes, just your father. And I'm like, get mad at her because he's not here. And you know, you like, okay, Ma. Like, you know.
Yeah. See, Scary really has no internal dialogue ever.
I know.
So he does it out loud. So you're saying that this is a layer of crazy on Scary?
Oh, excuse me. Absolutely. Scary is, I mean, how do you have no inner dialogue? That is crazy in itself to me, right? Because I'm an overthinker. So I'm just, I can't explain it. Like, I can't even fathom
it. I just turn it off.
Okay. But like, he's a lunatic. First of all, I want to say this. I want to start by saying everyone on this show is crazy. So, like, okay. I don't want it to seem like I'm just calling Scary out. But yeah, he's.
I wear that like a blue ribbon. Yeah. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, we like it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, who else is crazy?
Danielle's crazy. She just yells. She's very loud.
What do you mean? What do you mean? She just yells.
Oh my God! You know, like things like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I thought you meant like screaming at you.
Oh, no, no, no. Okay. But like in a fun way. See, exactly. It's okay, fun, okay. Crazy. Scotty is a lunatic. We know that. Mm-hmm. Like that's
yeah,
just...
no, he's troubled soul.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. No, no, no. I'm more quirky than I am crazy.
Oh, no, that's not true.
Right,
babe.
Oh.
It right. takes a little crazy to bring out the quirky. All right, all right. And go ahead. Go ahead. Evaluate.
Are you
everyone.
Ready? Remember? Okay.
Yeah, go, go.
Nate, lunatic. He just like takes his foot out and slams it on tables to tell people to look at his feet and stuff like that. I mean, he
really, really is. Yeah, he's, I don't know. I know a lot about his parents. They seem like really great people, but somewhere along the line, he went south.
Oh.
He was, I don't know. I don't know.
Let me tell you.
What?
Yesterday, he made me basically sit through a tutorial about why only certain birthdays count and why he refuses to celebrate more than 20 in anybody's life.
That's
it was
right.
funny,
yeah.
But I had to watch it.
Yeah. No, we'll have that conversation because I see where he's going with it. I don't agree.
I don't
all right,
even
okay.
think there's 20 like main ones. That's a lot.
All right, we'll get into that. We'll get into that. Okay, now, who else is crazy? Well, you said we're all crazy. Go ahead.
Right.
Continue.
Yes, Gandhi, certified lunatic.
Wow.
Without doubt,
has no fear. Who has no fear of anything? That's crazy. Elvis, you're crazy. You were twerking in here the other day, and that was insane. I loved every minute of it, but it was crazy.
What's crazy about twerking?
That's just fun.
Yeah, but you could be crazy fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nutty.
Well, see, out of all the crazies you've described, that one seems to be the least harmful. Mm. Mine's more playful. The rest of you are just, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be trapped in an elevator with any of you.
Oh, yeah,
for more than three floors. All right, go ahead.
Definitely not.
No, absolutely not. Then we
what
have
about Froggy?
Andrew. A Froggy, I'm trying to think. I don't know, Froggy. You may have to sit this one out. Oh, no, no, no. The way that you yell about sports. I mean, I get it. Yeah, like, I totally understand. But
I
also,
you understand,
like, you
but
know.
It is crazy. You're right.
Yeah, it's a little right. insane. Josh, same way. He yells about the weirdest things. Or, like, he just waits until somebody has the door to his studio open. And he yells as if he's yelling at someone just
yeah.
to cause a scene outside.
Coaster Boy Josh, definitely crazy. And then finally, Andrew.
This is crazy. SES is more spirited and, like we're involved.
See, that's what makes you crazy. You think it's normal. We all think that it's normal. It's not. You know what I mean? Andrew, certified lunatic, capital letters. This man is a walking karaoke machine, and I don't think anybody realizes it, okay? The way he tries to force Casey Musgraves on us, I don't understand it. That's a little certified,
okay.
You know, crazy.
Well, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Hold on. What about you? How do we think about Diamond? I mean, if anyone's crazy, it's Diamond.
Yeah.
Yes,
absolutely.
She is. I mean,
she is. Well, she just talks about herself in the third person.
Yeah,
yes.
That
to
go.
Me is interesting.
That's wild.
Let's just say
you're beside yourself.
Yeah, you know, she's crazy. She loves herself.
But don't we all have to be a little nuts to be working here in the first place? I feel like we've earned this badge of honor of being a little crazy.
Yeah.
So that's why we're a collection of people that came together for this cause.
I think getting up the time we get up in the morning just makes us... I don't even know, loonies.
I think you're backwards. I think it's because we're crazy we get up early in the morning.
Is that why?
The crazy started before the getting up.
Yeah, which came first?
And I think we all have our thing. As long as it's not dangerous crazy.
Of course. Yeah, Can I tell you why I think Diamond's crazy?
Oh, here we go.
Please give me a list. I'm sure there is one.
I have a list, but the thing that she got me with yesterday was she waits for people to say, I love you, and then farts. I was like, what?
What?
Okay.
You're like holding a fart all day waiting for it and I love you?
No, I guess we have to get into this. I think that you don't show people you're crazy or the quirks, I guess, your quirks or whatever, until they love you.
Quirked? What's quirks. A quirk?
It's a quirk.
Quirk. You mean a quirk?
I mean, a quirk. Okay.
A quirk is a subatomic part.
Okay.
A quirk is what keeps my wine from coming out of the bottle.
Take me down. Wait, I pronounced it wrong? We get it.
Yes.
I'm going to practice that. But
okay. You
don't show people the crazy until they love you. Like, if you guys didn't love me, I wouldn't be talking about farting in front of you. Duh. You know what I mean?
So you feel that this is a safe spot. This
exactly.
is a safe space for your flatulence.
Exactly. Come on.
Okay. Well, there's nothing crazy about that, Diamond.
Once she's got you, you're going to get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Well, anyway. All right. So I guess we all are crazy, but I think we all are kind of proud of our crazy, and that's okay.
No,
that's okay.
Crazy at all. I don't know what you guys are
talking
about.
Embrace the crazy.
We always march to the beat of a different drummer on this joint. All right.
But we do all hear a drummer, right?
We hear
it. Yes. No. Okay. Yeah. There's. I hear the. Yeah. There's like a crazy. Like there's 14 drummers. I have an entire drum line from a college marching band in my head.
Just making sure. I think all of us hear, but Scary. Scary hears nothing.
I don't hear anything okay. right now.
That might be the craziest.
I'm at peace with myself.
When you don't hear nothing, that's...
No. It doesn't mean you're at peace with yourself. It means you have no inner dialogue. There's nothing peaceful about that.
Nate, actually, there is. Nate had the best theory about Scary's inner voice. You know how we'll be talking to Scary and he'll fall asleep while we're speaking to him?
Yes.
Yeah. It's actually kind of terrifying. Nate said he thinks it's because when you fall asleep at night, a lot of times you don't immediately go because you're thinking about all the things from the day and that kind of keeps you awake. But since Scary has no inner dialogue, as soon as he shuts his eyes, the world has vanished.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. We don't exist.
Yeah, like that time I shared a room with him, and he's asking us, hey, did you set your alarm? And he's like, yeah, we set the alarm. Okay, great. What time? 3:00. Oh, great. Thanks so much. Like, instant. I've never experienced that.
I think Scary is basically sleepwalking through life. I don't think he's awake. I don't think you're... I think this is all... we're all living in Scary's nightmare. This is what this is.
My cardiologist says I have normal blood pressure, and I have...
Well, I know, but keep in mind, you went to the neurologist during this dream. You're not even awake right now. This is all a dream.
Are you telling me that you don't have anxiety about anything? Like, all of us in this room have some sort of anxiety with certain things. You don't have anything?
No. Not right now. There have been times, but then I just...
All right.
Yeah, my other side of my brain says, stop it. Don't get crazy.
Well, no, I must interject, because there have been times I've given him a spike of anxiety from time to time. We got to move on.